Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony and feel so happy and free? If you've ever seen a one-trick pony, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way down the street? If you've ever seen a one-legged dog, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door, and you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, and you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? If you ever seen that scarecrow, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-armed man punching at nothing but the breeze? If you ever seen a one-armed man, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. Come and stand at every door, and you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, and you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place that is my home, I cannot stay. My only faith's in the broken bones and bruises I display. Have you ever seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free? If you ever seen a one-legged man, then you seen me.
Welcome, welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. This week, the unmistakable sounds of Bruce Springsteen, the boss of rock and roll, and of course the E Street Band, starting us off with award-winning music, Jeff.
The Wrestler, is that, I'm assuming, Rick, that's from his new album?
It is from his new album, Working on a Dream, is the album's title. The Wrestler was released actually about 6 weeks before the new album, and strangely enough, it's not really the single that they've released from this album. It is, it's the song that I guess is the title track to a new movie that's out, Mickey Rourke movie. I guess some people would call it in Hollywood a Mickey Rourke vehicle, but that Mickey Rourke movie is revived his career. Rourke won a Golden Globe for his performance, and Springsteen won a Golden Globe for the song. And as you could tell, that's a classic Springsteen song, certainly worthy of an award.
We have a lot of Springsteen-related music on the Underground Podcast this week, as well as a whole bunch of stuff that's not Springsteen-related.
Well, this is the week of Bruce Springsteen. If there's a week in 2009 that's the boss's week, this is it. Because not only is the new album out, and not only are people talking a lot about the album, whether it's good or whether it's bad, but the boss and the band, the E Street Band, the band that he should always play with, by the way, that band and the boss will be at the Super Bowl this week, and if there's one media event that captures the attention of this nation like no other, it's the Super Bowl, and so the boss will be there.
Well, Rick, may I ask you both a Super Bowl and Bruce Springsteen-related question, because you are the champion, the acknowledged expert of both Springsteen and the Super Bowl.
I don't think I'm the expert of Springsteen. I think you would give me a run for my money.
On the Underground Podcast, you are. But will he play Born to Run?
Well, if he doesn't play Born to Run, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. And we were talking off the air before the podcast started, and you said it's going to be strange to see Springsteen at the Super Bowl. So I have to ask you back, why strange?
It's much more commercial the venue than he usually plays.
Indeed it is. And actually, some people, I think, are criticizing the new album that maybe it's too commercial and not enough of the spirit and passion of what you would find in the new Springsteen, in a typical Springsteen. And speaking of criticism, this week on the Ivory Towers blog, our ancillary blog that we have to the Underground Podcast, sure enough, there's criticism of the boss. You would expect from us hosannas to the boss always. But this week, criticism, and if you want to check that out, you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's more on the website than just our music reviews, but also politics, sports, so much more. You can find us at www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end. www.ivorytowers.com.
Love me tonight, baby. You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but yes, don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you
can he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him
you
no.
Dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking so darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Until the night is over, little darling, won't you talk to me? Well, until the night is over.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Talk to Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, that was a set of, as we were laughing, Jersey Soul music. Started out with the big band, Clarence Clemons and Temple of Soul, Love Me Tonight from 2008, New Music. And yes, that was the big man singing. In the middle, the classic Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me. And once again, a little musicology lesson. Oh, I don't know, about 40 years of that Jersey Shore soul.
If you're going to the Jersey Shore, you're going to hear that music. All sorts of clubs on the Jersey Shore. I remember the first time I went in the middle 70s, and boy, I sure lusted after getting into one of those clubs. And during that particular point in time, I didn't have the fake ID. I could not get in.
We were also talking, Rick. Did Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes get a fair break? Should they have been more popular than they were? The music still sounds pretty good.
If you look up the second most popular band from the Jersey Shore, the first one being Bruce and the E Street Band, the second would be Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. And no, I don't think they got a fair shake. I don't think they got played nationwide. And their music was certainly strong enough to do that.
Well, here on the Underground Podcast, we'll play Southside Johnny, produced, of course, by Miami Steve Van Zandt. And as long as we're talking about the Super Bowl, Rick, apparently Miami Steve was at press row today at the Super Bowl wearing his trademark purple bandana and a leopard skin coat. And I heard one of the radio guys say, you don't see a lot of people at the Super Bowl press center wearing a leopard coat.
Well, we'll have to see what Miami Steve wears at halftime. And for those folks who are not Springsteen fans, and I realize that not all of our listeners are, and we hope we can convert them, but Miami Steve, the rhythm player, longtime rhythm player for the E Street Band, along with Nils Lofgren and Clarence Clemons, of course, we refer to him as the big man. He's the sax player, and the E Street Band, one of those bands that I always blanch when people don't know that they are the greatest backing band in the world of all time. But many people don't realize these things. More Springsteen-influenced music coming up right after this. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured.
Imprisoned.
Executed. Or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Yes.
the evening sky. Thick cozy goose in the gray sky going by. The lights go out and it's something blue. So much darker than you, all of you. I'm time ticking, oh, time ticking away. I'm time ticking, oh, time ticking away. For another night, for another day. Rising, it's pure and whole. Goodbye, sleepy, creepy, black as coal. Light a candle, the morning comes. Guess it's brighter than 14 billion suns. Hot time ticking, old time ticking away. And hot time ticking, your time ticking away. For another night, what's another day?
Sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed
Set of music inspired by The Boss on the underground podcast Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That last one from Alejandro Escovedo, Sister Lost Soul. Proceeding backwards, The Hold Steady with Sequestered in Memphis, Mara, a band that Bruce Springsteen likes quite a bit, and we've talked about that on a past podcast, Old Time Tickin' Away, those three songs, all new music from 2008. And we started off with Superchunk, Lying in State. Jeff, Superchunk is a post-punk band from the Carolinas, and they were covering Lying in State is a tune from a band from New Zealand called the Verlaines. I have to say, this is one of my RIAA complaints. I really tried to find the Verlaines version because you can really hear more of the Springsteen influence in the Verlaines version from the mid-1980s, and you just can't find it anywhere, and I think the album is out of print now, so I'll have to do some musical detective work and find that for a later podcast. But Superchunk does a good version, a little punkier than the original.
And we all know that we must do what the RIAA says or bad things will happen to us.
Well, as we know, we've had a couple of podcasts suppressed by the RIAA, and maybe one of these days we'll find a way to bring them back in some secret way. Well, Coming up on the Underground Podcast, no music that will be suppressed, music that you should get up and dance around to.
Take me the wrong way, you know you can't go on. me cry. I don't know who taught you to think when you take another drink. Makes me want to say goodbye. Makes me cry.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, a little, oh, I don't know, Delaney and Bonnie-esque music, because we started out with Delaney and Bonnie, Only You Know, and I Know, of course, as we continue that song in our Eric Clapton band vein, that would be Mr. Clapton trading guitar leads there with the late Delaney Bramlett, who in fact just died relatively recently, and we've now played for the last, I don't know, 5-6 weeks, the 5 or 6 bands that Mr. Clapton played for, and you promised us there are more.
There's at least one more that we need to get to, and then I guess, as we've said, we should probably play some Clapton solo, and I actually dug up a surprise guest bit of Eric Clapton, and I'm just going to hold that aside for the next few weeks to let people know a surprise piece that you rarely hear with Clapton will be coming to end up our grand Clapton series here. That's stretched even from the end of 2008. We've been playing
the Clapton World Tour.
We said this is the week of Bruce Springsteen. This is not the year 2009 of Eric Clapton. But we seem to have grabbed that theme just out of fun. And I don't know if there's even a new Clapton album this year, but we're getting Clapton honoring him right here at the beginning of the year. I do want to make mention about Delaney Bramlett because we were a little bit remiss in missing his obituary a few weeks back. But interesting story about Delaney Bramlett, that he's the one who taught George Harrison how to play slide guitar. It was very influential in getting more slide guitar playing into Clapton's work, and so that's why I think this is a very interesting stop on the Clapton Express. And Jeff, what can you tell us about the Morning Pages? Any background on them?
The Morning Pages are a Brooklyn band formed in 2006, and that song, It Makes Me Cry, is off of their initial release, which is a five-song EP called The Company You Keep. And I guess, Rick, we could call them a retro band, a retro Southern band?
Well, as we know, that alt-country label carries across many different types of genres. But you and I were talking off the air, very pleasant music, interesting music, and talking about bringing it down a little bit. The next set does that quite well.
This is the darkest day I've seen. I can't find an opening. I've never felt this rage in me. I've never known this anger. I'm feeling like a curse. I feel like I'm getting worse. I'm bored with warring songs. I've been bitter far too long. Come on, prove me wrong. And tell me I'm no loner. And tell me I'm not crazy. Or maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit crazy. But mostly prove me wrong. They're up to something in my head. I can hear the tones. For nothing, imagine friends. I can hear you laughing. I'm feeling like a hearse, like I'm carrying dead hurt. I'm tired of being right. I'm retiring from that fight. Hey, come on, prove me wrong. Tell me I'm no loner. Crazy, or maybe just a little bit, maybe just a little bit crazy. But mostly prove me wrong. Like a bomb, like I'm screwing up my song. It's like I don't belong, there's no point in going on. Heck, come on, prove me wrong. Tell me I'm not crazy, or maybe just a little bit, maybe just a little bit crazy. Mostly prove me wrong.
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
About you, baby, down in your rabbit hole. The evening of our great escape is starting to unfold. Out of bed, sleepyhead, it's different than you know. Everybody pays as they go. Now pull yourself together, get your chin up off your throat. A whistle for the dogs and get your sled into the snow. Nothing's ever buried under skull and bones. Everybody pays as they go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. clever, but it's ugly down below. It's the devil of a handbook. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Either the butcher or the lamb, but even so, everybody pays as they go. Oh, the future busted open wide and ran like a beehive loaded with sand. You can't go back and see it the way you saw it then. Nobody can. See the men returning in their winter coats. Now some of them in one piece, and some of them got rolled. Now some less than others, some right through the nose. But everybody pays as they go. Young, old, and rich and poor, and your mother, she too owes. Cause everybody pays as they go. Everybody pays. Yes, everybody pays as they go.
Darkness has always been. The world was born into a blanket of sin. When all the faith's been gone, still we found a reason to carry on. Through the worry, 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 caught in an endless maze. But when the lights go out, all that I can think about is how we've seen better days. And lover, lately I've been thinking I might leave you, as you're surrounded by these fools who do deceive you. Yes, our past is wretched true, but I'm still in love with you, and that's why I am still refusing to give in to all this worry, worry, worry. Caught in an endless maze. But when the lights go out, all that I can think about is how we've seen better days. Where do we go from here? While we're all so consumed by fear. Well, I'm trying not to be suspicious to those I'm suspicious of. I'm trying to crack open this angry heart and find a little love. Instead of worry, worry, worry. Caught in an endless maze. When the lights go out, all that I can think about is how we've seen better days. Yeah, when the lights go out, all that I can dream about is how we've seen better days.
Amos Lee, Better Days on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast. As we took a little tuneful turn there, a little softer, a little less Springsteen-esque. Oh boy, listen to me, Rick. I really sound like an FM disc jockey from the old days.
You've used esque now twice during this podcast. I think you're only allowed one. Otherwise, you're now in the overnight DJ lounge.
Ooh, we don't want to hear me do that. That'll make my AM Top 40 from last year voice. People will laugh even harder. That was Amos Lee, Better Days, brand new music from 2008. We started off with Fiction Family, Mostly Prove Me Wrong. That's brand spanking new, and I promise not to say spanking again, from 2009, just a couple of weeks ago. In the middle, Jacob Dylan, Everybody Pays As They Go, from his 2008 release. And Fiction Family, Rick, is a collaboration between John Foreman of Switchfoot and Nickel Creek's Sean Watkins. Should the young people in the audience want to know exactly who they are?
Well, a set of all new music. For those who want new music on the Underground Podcast, there you go.
And we have something coming up that is far from new, but it is interesting.
Very interesting. But one interesting question to you before we get there.
Yes.
Jacob Dylan. What do you have to say about Jacob Dylan?
Jacob Dylan, I've always wondered about Jacob Dylan. Is his career has taken, speaking of left turns, his career has taken such a left turn. I'm really baffled by it. He and the Wallflowers were very close to being huge, and then it's almost as if he decided he didn't want to be huge and he wanted to be the exact opposite. But let's see, what's the polite way of saying this? The Dylan family always likes to do things their own way, and they really don't care what anybody else says.
Must be in the genes, but here, you, sir, are the genius to uncover this next bit.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Yeah.
That's Melanie on Cover Me, believe it or not, doing Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio from 1993. And Rick, Melanie, who was at Woodstock as a folk singer whose big hit was Brand New Key, is about the last person in the world I would expect to cover that song.
Now, I said before that you are a true genius to found this piece for us. Where did you find it? How did you find it? How did you unearth it?
I have to admit that sometimes genius is the work of luck. And in this case, I was thinking, oh, let's try to find a song for Cover Me. I wonder who's done Purple Haze. Just popped into my head, no particular reason. And I did a search of commercially available, legally available songs. And believe it or not, there was Melanie doing Purple Haze. And I listened to it. And then I bought it because it's what one must do. And it's absolutely terrific. If you had not ever heard the Hendrix version, you'd think that was her song.
It is a terrific version. And one of those things from my past is that while Melanie was famous for the top 40 hits, the Brand New Key and other hits, she was also played on underground FM radio in the 1970s, at least in St. Louis. Lots of other folk songs that weren't being played on Top 40 were getting played on underground radio. So I think this is her debut on our underground podcast.
Yeah, no, in fact, I would admit if all you knew her from was a song like Brand New Key, which I will not start to sing because I've already committed several faux pas on the show, if all you knew her from was Brand New Key, you would think, rightly so, that there's no reason for us to play her. But it turns out there is.
Well, neither one of us will be singing, but there will be some wailing. There will be some wailing guitars coming up in a few seconds. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure. Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
the music of Lynch Mob in the Metal Shop this week with Wicked Sensation. Nothing like a little wicked music to be in the Metal Shop.
Now, Rick, I have to ask you about this. We've played some surprisingly leftist metal bands over the last 6-8 months or so. It struck me from what I could hear of this one that this is a fairly old-fashioned metal band with old-fashioned metal band concerns.
Lynch Mob is a metal band, as I think metal aficionados can tell, right out of the 1990s, and they still actually have a bit of a 1980s sound to them. Mainly because members of Dokken, a 1980s metal band, made this band up, and they have that L.A. sound. I think that Motley Crue and some other bands of the 90s had that sound. And very much like those bands, I think they're interested in the usual things. Women, fast cars, drugs, you name it.
The traditional metal band concerns.
And off the air, you were asking me about Lynch Mob and how they came with that name. I think yes. That's why you were thinking of, you know, is this your typical Hollywood fascist rock band? And actually, the origin of the name is George Lynch is the guitarist in this band and was Dokken's lead guitarist. And so the band takes its name from George Lynch. And they are his mob. And
that makes perfect sense. Hey, listen, right in the middle here, between your favorite part of the show and my favorite part of the show, can I do my new favorite part of the show?
You're on.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast. And now, after that, a little present for the RIAA.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Just another And blind acceptance is a sign of stupid fools to stand in line.
The Sex Pistols, EMI, on Jeff's New Wave, from the height of punk. And in case anyone has missed that, EMI was the record label that signed the Pistols and then unsigned them because they were, Rick, hard to believe, too controversial.
Amazing. Punk rockers who are controversial.
What's even more amazing is that their record label would sign them and not be aware of that.
Well, that record company got everything it deserved from the Pistols.
And it's got everything it deserves today. It deserves today, I believe. It's one of the many record companies that has discovered that swing listeners is not the way to make friends and influence people. And the great multinational record companies are in a world of hurt as the economy continues to spiral downward, and they've actually been in a world of hurt for a while. But Rick, enough about record companies.
Yes,
I think it's time. I think it's time to give our listeners our email address, which we've saved to the very end of this show. Send us an email. We love to play requests. Send Marlo an email. In fact, Marlo has not appeared yet on our new high-tech version of the Underground Podcast. Or just send us an email telling us that you really don't like Bruce Springsteen and don't understand what a bunch of middle-aged guys see in him. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, @att.net.
I should mention, for those new listeners, and we do pick up new listeners here and there as we go through time, Marlo is not a person, but Marlo is the official Underground Podcast Wonder Dog, and he does make his appearances from time to time. He's a bit overdue.
He does overdue. He does like to bark at songs that he does appreciably like. He is actually very knowledgeable about music, although I'm curious to see what he would have thought of Melanie doing Purple Haze.
We should have had him in here to bark with the Springsteen song. But maybe next time we play Springsteen, well, I'm sure we'll get to Springsteen later in 2009. So, any final words, Jeff?
Rock on, pal.
Rock on. That's what we always say. So, thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galali, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Rock on, rock on. Rock on through your hard week. Rock on through the Super Bowl. And we'll see you next time.